Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more, and somebody's typing.
Indeed.
Hardcore, too late.
Who is the maniac typer?
That would be me.
Whoa, dude.
Wow.
We're just sitting here, and you're like...
I swear you typed, like, a novel.
Little known fact, Sammy just wrote her autobiography.
Well, once we get to what we've been doing in-game, you'll understand why I'm typing a million things, so... Uh-oh. God. I'm moving right along.
Let's do that opening again.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Sammy Grace.
And I'm Chinchilla.
I'm glad that we got all those names down.
Good job, guys. Good job.
I was worried I wouldn't remember my own name for a minute there.
10 points.
Like, what order are we supposed to go in? All right. We have a special returning guest. It is Rusty Tiger. Welcome. Hello. Once again.
Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome.
Yep. So we got a couple of things of news that we're going to go over, and then we got a lot of in-game stuff that we want to go over as well. A lot of exciting stuff just happened, and so we're going to go over that. But let's go over the news first. The first thing that jumped out at me was the notice that says that the Stratix website received a makeover. And to this, I was like, oh, hey, cool, all right. I never heard of them before.
Yeah,
neither had I,
like,
actually.
I'm like, oh,
what?
Me either.
It's actually kind of cool, though.
It is.
I went on there after I saw that, and it is. It's kind of a cool site.
It's kind of like,
hats off to those dudes.
It's like one of those kind of, you know, it doesn't look like it has a database or anything like, you know, Ala or Sunpage or anything, but it looks
Ala,
like...
what's that?
Yeah, what's that, huh? But it looks like, it's kind of like Square Enix is kind of, looks like they've been giving them a little help. They got this contest going.
Yeah, clearly.
Everything, so it's kind of like Square Enix's love child fan site or something. I don't know.
Dude, maybe Square could like hook us up with some contest action.
That would be cool.
That would
Come
be
on,
cool.
Square.
Yeah, really, though.
Give us some,
we're working
some
hard over here. I'm working hard. All right. So, congratulations to Stratix. Apparently, you got your name out there, which is really
cool. Very
cool. So, yeah. So, hats off to those dudes. The next bit of news that we have is yet again another update on the Final Fantasy XI Link Shell Community Beta version update, and they added a calendar. Yeah,
some cool things.
Yeah.
The thing that is cool about the calendar, when you do go to like set up an event or whatever, you can, you know, say if you want it to be like a quest, an EXP party, you know, battlefield, yeah, it's an option. And then once you put like the time and the date and everything in there, once you go on the calendar and check, it'll tell you the day, like the element day or whatever, and it'll give you the moon phase of the time.
Oh, like based on what time you... Oh, mm-hmm. That's cool.
Which is a pretty cool thing. Another thing they have is once they have all these events and everything on, you can go to like this world portal page and it'll show you those events.
Okay.
So if you're wondering,
that's
like,
cool.
Hey, I wonder what all these link shells are doing right now, you can go and, you know, see what they're doing
and
or
check
see
and
if
see
they have anything
doing.
Scheduled. A lot of them on my server right now are a lot of Japanese link shells, so I can't even read what they're doing.
Okay. But, so, like, can you schedule an event, like, on Fire's Day next Tuesday?
Yeah.
And say, like, okay, at 0000, we're going to fight Snoll on Fire's Day on next Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I mean, it's
I don't know anybody. Cool. I don't know anybody that uses the link shell.
Yeah,
community,
I mean, my link shell
but,
isn't. Like,
so do
a
I.
Couple people
link
registered
shell uses it too,
right? But we don't use it. So I just went on the calendar and I just spammed like "Ulf, Ulf, Ulf" in the calendar because I know no one's gonna even see it.
Ulf,
Ulf. Wow.
I'm curious to see someone like go into like the little like the portal thing and like see him like. ooh, what is this Ulf quest that these guys are doing? They click on it, it just says Ulf, 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 Ulf. Like a Talon game. Like, what? I'll be like, huh? That, like, what is this Ulf
what is
quest
that?
Thing? I'll be like,
So, apparently the Link Shell community beta is still an evolving project. I guess that's why they call it beta.
Yeah, it'll be beta for quite a while, I think.
So,
I mean, even, like, look at Gmail. Gmail is still in beta.
Yeah, that's true.
That's been out for, like, what, 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, but that works.
Pretty much.
Well, yeah, I mean, so does this. It's just, you know, a matter of people using it.
Using it and testing
them having
it and
features that
it.
People will actually use and want to get away from their current forums
exactly.
for. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's a step closer to getting to that cool, all the cool options and everything that we want, so.
Yep.
Gotta do
big right.
Yes.
All right, well, the next bit of news that we have is the job adjustments. They announced that they're doing job adjustments for Paladins, Dark Knights, Blue Mages, Corsairs, and Puppet Masters.
I logged in, I sent to Sam, I'm like, oh, hey, look, Paladin adjustments. She goes, what? So we got on
a
Skype,
like, whoa,
and she's
whoa,
going through.
Minute,
she's
now.
Like, blah blah blah. Whoa, that's awesome! Like, I that's straight quote right there.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Whoa, that's awesome.
She said.
I think
she
the
said
best
with great
is
relish.
The Corsairs ones. Hello.
Do you think so?
Yeah,
I don't know, man. The Paladin
you.
Ones Uh-oh. Are pretty hot.
Dude, the Paladin ones. Okay, we'll go. Well, let's go.
Puppet Master.
I'll pull your hair, dude.
Whoa. All right, well, let's. I'll tell you what. We'll go
yeah,
through
Snake,
them all.
Go through them. You go through
I'll
them.
Go through them all.
Go through
and
them.
Then we can talk. We can talk. And we
yeah,
can
then
deliberate.
We'll figure out who the
well,
best
let's,
one is.
Let's, uh-huh. let's let Sammy go through the Paladin ones, because she could probably elaborate a little more on those. Or so
maybe
Snake.
We can maybe
Snake
each
and
go ahead and read them off, them. And yeah, maybe? And we'll talk about them.
Comment as
you want me to read them? All right, okay. Paladin adjustments. With high defense capabilities and enmity generation in mind, we will be adjusting the effect of the Paladin job abilities Sentinel and Rampart. Okay. Sentinel. The effect of Sentinel will be changed from an increase in defense to a straight damage mitigation.
Woohoo!
Which to me sounds like
I
it
told
sounds
you she was
like
excited.
A difference between defense and vitality. Is that right? Is that
it's basically saying that you're not going to take any damage when you have Sentinel up. I mean, damage mitigation, wouldn't that mean, like, eliminating damage when you have Sentinel up? Or minimal damage? So, yeah, probably...
It's probably a reduction in damage, or... To me, it sounds like you're going to take a lot less damage.
Yeah.
Like your vitality is going to increase. Instead
I guess
of
we'll have to see exactly what it's
going to
do.
What level is that job?
Because that would be sick. Sentinel is like 30 something?
35 maybe?
Yeah.
32? I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Okay, well anyways, it says also, all actions taken while Sentinel is in effect will generate additional allowing the Paladin to more easily gain
lag.
Maintain an enemy's attention. Lag?
Yeah.
That was major
it's
lag.
To gain, and then you just kind of gain lag.
Oh. Huh?
That's
ooh,
cool.
To gain.
Like, it makes sense.
It's,
well, I mean,
to gain
it does
insert
make sense.
Space here. Yeah.
To gain.
Well, I mean,
it says to gain and maintain an enemy's attention.
Which
okay.
makes
it,
sense, because
now.
If you got the defense
well,
boost.
Now, wait a second.
Let me say something here.
Whoa.
Let's all talk at once.
What's going on?
Oh, boy.
I are so confused.
Okay. Rusty, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say that if you think about it, it also works the same as, like, see, I'm a warrior, and there are some abilities that do generate hate, like, you know, aggressor and war cry. So, in a way, Sentinel, this adjustment is the same thing. Basically,
well, no, because it already gained enmity before. It was an enmity gaining.
You're just
ability.
Getting more.
Right.
You're getting more. Yeah.
Right. Okay. There's actually a formula that one of my Link Shell members had posted about the amount of enmity you gain from certain abilities. Orcai, Provoke, and I think Flash. Well, Flash is more magic, but like maybe it was Rampart, or like the three highest ones up there. And then like, you know, it's like 1 point or whatever, and then each of them like diminish in how much enmity you gain from them. The interesting part about this is, to me, the meritable abilities that we got in the last big update included Iron Will and Guardian. Iron Will adds a spell interruption down effect to Rampart, and Guardian reduces enmity loss while using Sentinel. Ooh, okay. So it looks like with what they're doing, too, Sentinel and Rampart are both going to have the same kind of effect on that. So you see what I'm saying? It would have been more interesting, I think, if they would have done it to Sentinel, because with the meritable thing, it would have been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But I think they more or less balanced them out a little bit.
Yeah.
By doing that. And yeah, it's awesome. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be.
Okay. Well, now that you talk about Rampart, that's
the
other
interruption.
Thing.
Right.
So we'll go ahead and I will read that one. It says, in addition to the defense bonus granted to party members within the area of effect, Rampart will also now provide a magic shield that will absorb a certain amount of magic damage in the same manner as the spell Stone Skin.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
It's awesome.
It's like
the paladins are like, geeking out over here.
Oh, I'm so scared. It is Sentinel that with the enmity. I thought you had moved on to Rampart already. Okay, Sentinel with the enmity last thing plus the meritable ability
That'll be really
going
nice.
To be unbelievable.
It's a big sense that you get that defense boost or whatever, and then it gets more hate because you want that hate. Well, you got that up.
Stone Skin.
It's a bit in this.
Stone Skin when it comes to magic.
Mm-hmm.
That's like half of an invincible.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's very,
that's
very cool.
Yeah,
and the last thing for Paladin.
Last thing for Paladin is Shield Mastery. And it says, in addition to getting a TP bonus, which is cool in the first place.
Bonus!
Yeah, the in addition to granting a TP.
Oh. There he goes. I can you just on
oh
and off.
Oh, God. Okay. The Shield Mastery job trait will also prevent interruption to spellcasting when an enemy's attack is blocked with a shield.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome, too.
Yes, it is.
Indeed.
Yes. Because if you block it and you're casting something, you won't get interrupted.
Right, which is awesome because, as you know, also, I put some spell interruption merits in, and I was considering taking them out, but I think with that, I'm going to keep it in now because... I think that'll boost that effect even more, especially when I get some merits in my shield. So, yeah, that's pretty bad. If you ask me, and I probably shouldn't have said.
That's okay.
Yeah. Just like that.
All right. So that's all the adjustments they're doing to Paladin. I can't wait for them. I think these are so cool.
Yeah, I think they are, too.
They've been really kind of consistently hooking up Paladins ever since they started doing job adjustments, so it's like, yeah, it's like we get something every time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like awesome.
Because they want to see more Paladin tanks out there than ninjas.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, too. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I guess we move on to Dark Knight adjustments.
Dark Knight!
It says, the casting time for absorb spells, and that's like, you know, absorb dex,
CP, absorb agility,
all those. It says will be reduced from 4 seconds to 2 seconds to increase their utility in battle.
Good. That's very nice. Yeah, that's
so cool. You can use them all. You can spam them now.
Yeah, I don't like Dark Knight enough to care, but that's cool, I guess.
Now, I wonder, does anybody know what level you start getting those? Because I don't
The absorb spells?
Yeah.
They're about somewhere thereabouts in your 30s for the most part, like mid to late 30s. So. That's when you start getting the absorb spells.
The reason I'm asking is because one of our ninjas at our lake shell has been subbing dark for some fights that we've been doing, and that probably help a lot with tanking and stuff too.
Yeah.
He's been tanking Nindark. It's been pretty cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because he's because you get the stun and you get the absorb spells and you're actually able to keep a lot of hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, more of the ability benefits are good for subbing. I mean, I have a friend who's a red mage and
at
75, and he's starting to level dark now for that for stun.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Red mage definitely needs dark for a sub job, in my opinion. I think it's a great combination.
Indeed, that's the only thing Dark Knights get. So you guys can all go cry in a corner, and we move on.
It's kind of funny because after they got their initial job changes, whatever they did, they've been getting like little fixes for them.
Yeah.
I'll probably get an email or something about this. All the little emo Dark Knights or whatever. Like, cool, we got new stuff, but we want it to be better.
Don't worry, Fusion. I won't go emo on you. I won't.
That's at least 10 hate emails right there. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
You can email your hate mail to FusionX.
Yeah,
right. Right. Okay. Next, we move on to the Blue Mage adjustments. It says, changes will include more monsters available from which to learn blue magic, as well as additional spells and adjustments to recast times.
You gotta wonder now if the more monsters available to learn blue magic is for, like, they're gonna increase, you know, for existing spells, or if those new spells are,
it sounds,
you know,
like existing spells.
I would hope it'd be existing spells.
I think it's probably existing. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Well, so you don't have to go all over. You don't have to go to a specific spot. You can go to two or three places to get a spell.
That is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Well, so, don't some of the monsters in like Ant or Gon per se have like spells that we've never seen before? That's what I've been hearing.
I'm not really sure.
I don't know
which ones.
Like the frog people spells? I don't know. I think
we've
seen
those. Reflect on Calibri.
Or like,
I don't know. There are some, but I don't know. And Chin, your blue mage is higher than all of ours.
Yeah, I think she's the highest blue.
Chin.
Yep.
Chin.
What?
Chin's not pink.
What?
No.
Hi, welcome back.
I don't understand what you were saying. What?
You're the highest spells? Blue.
You're the highest blue mage.
And I said right. I know this.
We're asking for your input.
I know
here,
this.
Man. Slash poke.
Don't poke me. Please don't poke me.
ADD for the win.
Well, I know what I'll be doing after
the
show.
You know what happened is my dog walked in the room, so I was trying to like pat him, and then he like got all antsy, so I thought he was gonna bark.
Like, whoa, 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 shh, shh.
I'm like, hey, I'll put you in a drawer.
I'll stick the orc in the closet on you.
All right, let's go through the blue magic adjustments. It says, new blue magic. In addition to spells attainable from newly introduced soul flayers Parago.
There we go.
There will be new spells made available for mid-level players that have healing and dispelling effects, which is
very
pretty cool.
I mean, like, jumping ahead real quick, it's not like Corsair's getting a dispel, too, so it sounds like they're trying to get a spell out there
for
a bunch of different jobs, yeah. So that's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
If you're in a party and you got, you know, like a blue mage and a red mage, and the red mage is some idiot that's like, what's dispel? I've never heard of this thing. Blue mage, you. Good
yeah,
man.
You.
Dispel the crap. Yep.
I are blue mage.
Okay, it says existing blue magic. The recasting time for enfeebling blue magic spells such as Chaotic Eye and Frightful Roar will be reduced. By how much? We don't know.
But I'm sure
they will be reduced in any event.
It's probably like half a second.
Those spells aren't that good anyway. They're not even worth using.
What do they do, Chin?
Chaotic Eye, I think, silences.
Okay.
And if you're in an EXP party, you don't really need to be silenced and stuff. And what was the other one?
If you're fighting Goblin Gamblers, you will.
I don't know what Frightful Roar does. Frightful Roar?
Sounds scary.
I want to say that, like, binds...
Isn't that terrorize?
That sounds like it could be something like that.
I know for Fafnir, Horde Roar is terrorize. Mm. So, maybe. I'm not really sure.
Maybe it's like
a now, what's worse? Is it the Frightful Roar that's worse, or the Horde Roar?
Probably the
Horde Roar. Horde Roar terrorizes you. And it's not that fun.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Yeah. Corsair adjustments.
Woot.
You're like,
can't imagine why Chin's excited.
I don't know either. It says Corsair adjustments in the upcoming version update will
lag out and focus on the quick draw ability.
Lag? Every time he starts talking about a new one, they'll lag.
And
the upcoming
Corsairs
lag.
Are going to lag. They're going to have a lag. Lag roll, which will DC everybody.
Lag roll, which will DC all players in the area of effect.
Oh my god, that would be so cool. I'd be like, okay, a placeholder and this NM's about to pop. Lag roll.
Lag roll.
You like invite the RMT into a party thinking like, oh, it's like, oh, they're gonna help us, cool. And then you lag roll, they're like, no.
All right, moving right along.
The guy looks next to the guy next to him in his cubicle, like, don't invite the Corsairs. They have lag roll.
Okay. Apparently. What? Okay. Apparently, the new update for the Corsair will focus on the quick draw ability. That's basically
that's
what it
very
says.
Nice.
Also, with the addition of the rapid shot job trait, ranged attacks will become more viable combat tool for the Corsair.
Excellent. Thank God.
That's good. That's good.
Rapid
that's
shot.
Good news, good. Chin.
Yes.
That's very good news. And with the rapid shot, because I wonder if that'll stack it with, like if I sub Ranger.
Hmm.
Be interesting to find out.
Okay. Adjustments to quick draw accuracy. Corsair's AGI agility will now affect the accuracy of quick draw.
That's awesome.
This will make it possible to improve the accuracy of quick draw by increasing the relevant attributes.
Very cool.
So you make your AGI plus, you get more accuracy for quick draw.
True. So, very nice.
Very nice.
Quick draw recast time. The recast time for quick draw will be reduced from 3 minutes to 1 minute. Wow.
Yeah. It's like the equivalent of the super jump thing.
Until this update, the only purpose of quick draw was it'll do some damage and it'll help an enfeebling magic that has been on the mob stick for... It'll be like more potent, like if you did slow. Instead of slowing it down a certain percent, it'll slow it down times 2 that percent.
Alright.
So, with this now, I can actually get more than one enfeebling spell bump.
Which is very nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Awesome.
It goes on to say, in accordance with this change, the Group 1 Merit Point ability Quick Draw Recast will now reduce recast time by 2 seconds instead of 6 seconds.
I can deal with a minute. I'm not putting merits into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Minutes pretty neat. from 3, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty substantial.
That's pretty neat.
It's very nice.
Okay, light shot and dark shot. Light shot and dark shot will be changed to have the following enfeebling effects instead of inflicting damage.
Awesome.
Light shot equals sleep. Dark shot equals dispel.
It's kind of that's funny because so awesome. It's like you're shooting. That the guy, is but very you're cool.
You can
sleep like
with
a dart at him.
You
or
can
something.
Sleep with light shot.
Like a tranquilizer bullet.
Yeah, that's what it is, dude. You can like, that's like shoot and run, dude. Shoot and run.
There you go.
It's like, dude, sleep the mob. I don't have sleep too.
But I have a bullet.
I have a bullet.
Bang bang.
Bang bang.
Can you, like, just think of like the logic in that. It's like we need to sleep him. What do you got? I got a card and a bullet. Alright, we'll use that. Like what?
Dude, it's a make believe game, dude. With the magic and the Dia.
I know, but you gotta find something to poke fun of. I mean, come on.
That's all they're doing to Corsair, but that's really cool. They're kind of stepping up.
We got some little pup adjustments.
Yeah, I got some pup adjustments. This is
cool, pup.
Several new automaton weapon skills will be introduced. Sweet, because I think there's that's only like cool. I think there's only like only a couple. A few that I've seen. I think there's like two or three, four, maybe. Okay, it says high level automatons will now will have new weapon skills available for use in various situations. Melee type. Inflicts melee damage on a target and drains an amount of HP in proportion to the damage dealt.
Now, is that going to be for the automaton, or do you think that HP is going to go to the automaton master? That could be
interesting.
It would probably go to the automaton.
Automaton.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. That would be sweet.
Either way, it'd be very useful.
It'd be like a draining paladin puppet, sort of.
I think it's
it would be.
Pretty much.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
It says range type. It says inflicts range damage on a target and occasionally has the additional effect of stun.
That's pretty nice.
That's actually pretty cool because I've seen puppets, like ones with the range puppets and stuff. They do some sick damage enough as it is. And
well, the thing with that that jumps out in my head is like randomly doing stun. Like, how does that? I mean, I don't get it.
Well, I think it's
just randomly.
Like if you have a weapon that's that has and fire.
Yeah, I guess that's
like,
true. Yeah.
I forget what it's like, fire sword or whatever.
Well, it would be.
Yeah, any weapon that has like a status effect, it's pretty much relative to that.
I think what it's be, like having. You got your weapon skills that can, you know, they can stun or whatever.
Yeah.
And they usually do most of the time anyway.
Yeah.
So it's probably like that, you know, the puppet master will do like a weapon skill or something, and then if you got the ranged frame on, it'll pop this out and stun the guy. So I mean,
cool.
It's not going to be, you know, like a lot random like you think it, like you said it could be. I think it'd be a little more controlled than that because they wouldn't have something like stun. Stun's pretty important. They wouldn't just have it like random. Here you go.
Yeah, random
it's like,
stunning.
It's like puppet masters going to Diablos and like, okay, let's hope this son's nightmare. It's like, I want something a little more definite on that.
Yeah, I agree. All right, the next says magic type or standard type. Inflicts melee damage on a target and occasionally has the additional effect of greatly reducing evasion for a brief period of time. Which is cool.
That's pretty cool, I guess, yeah.
It's like the same thing as stun, except they just make them slow.
Yeah.
Or not, evasion would be like, actually.
Dodging and whatnot, yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Also, a new text command.
I love this.
Which is / ignore pet, one word, will be introduced that will allow you to ignore the pets of others, including automatons, avatars, and charmed monsters.
So for all you dragoons out there, they get yelled at in Dynamis to put your wyverns away. This is good news.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Do puppets like skill chains with the wyverns?
You don't know. I've never been.
That's
in
actually a good question.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I know
wyverns go right after you, right?
If I've heard of wyverns magic bursting because they have their elemental breath or whatever, but it's very rare that they have the right breath that comes up after the certain skill chain.
Yeah.
I know the automatons will skill chain with a puppet master.
Yeah, they will, and they'll skill chain with other puppets too.
Will they?
Yeah. Yes, they will.
I've seen more than one puppet in a party. So I mean, it's very cool that they did this because I know I used to do Dynamis on my dragoon and everything, and like you know, put your wyvern away because you know like our auto target thing is hitting it or whatever. So you know, fine, whatever. And now with this, you know, you can have the wyvern out, get a little more damage out there.
Yep.
You know, it's something that should have probably been out a long time ago, but it's good that they finally got this in here. It'll be really nice for all the puppet masters and the dragoons and beast masters and everything.
I agree. And the clink clinks. That's pretty much it. They go in to say that the ignore pet displays the current status when no subcommand is specified, etc., etc. And it's also says while using ignore pet on you will be unable to target others'
pets. That is going to be really nice in H&M camps because I can tell you right now. Remember that mech we were talking about earlier, Tin? that basically like target on PC.
That would target Wolverines.
It would target Carbuncle or Beast Pets or whatever. So actually people would purposely bring out their pets at H&M camps so that people would be targeting their pets.
Yeah.
And that's going to be awesome. That's going to solve that problem right there.
Yeah.
True.
So that's very cool.
Wait, will it work with NPCs?
With your NPC fellow? It says at the very bottom, you will always be able to target monsters, pets, player characters, pets, and PvP, and fellows, regardless of the ignore pet command. So that's pretty much it.
I kind of want to level Puppet Master now. I don't know.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't know. I just got this urge to...
The only thing I like about Lolpop,
I'm already a Raffle Derg. Might as well go Lolpop next. I mean, it makes sense.
Dude, I think that like the cool thing about leveling Pup is that you get to use claws. I love claws in this game.
It's like a tiger. You just go up to a guy and you're like, you're just like, and like slash at him.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, go get him, little buddy.
Well, get him,
this is actually, I feel that Puppet Master has got a good improvement upon itself because, I mean, I have a friend of mine, he stopped at like 50 or 40 because I heard that after that, before they made these adjustments in the one prior.
It was pretty bad.
There was really not much they could do afterwards. Because
they added weapon skills and a bunch of new those attachments. Did a lot of stuff for it.
You know, like, when Ottergon first came out, by this time, I would have thought that they would have put more puppets out there, like more automatons out there.
No,
like
more
frames and heads and stuff. Yeah,
you would think that. Maybe in this salvage or whatever that's coming out, maybe you can get those as a type of reward or something from those. Maybe.
Yeah.
Because I mean that whole thing, you know, we don't know anything about that yet. So.
Right.
It could be like a new Dynamis or something. It could be. Just like
some, it could be
like
anything.
They said it's a large scale battle system. Maybe it's just some crazy room you go into and you just fight a whole bunch of people like PvP or something. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I mean that, you know, that would kind of make sense with you know, the Colosseum and everything coming out probably in the summer.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, they're introducing a little more PvP in here. So I mean, it's who knows? They could be adding.
Anything.
Yeah.
It could be anything. Sweet. So I guess we'll look forward to that.
Definitely.
All right. Moving right along. That brings us to the in-game stuff. And as always, we'll start with our guest. What have you been doing in-game, man?
Mostly leveling ninja. Got it to like near 30. Also got an invite to join the Link Shell for doing COP missions.
Very cool.
So as of December 16th, I'm pretty much going to be like a busy Galka and everything, like doing COP stuff with them and everything.
Nice.
So we're gonna do.
Good luck with all of that BS.
COP can be a lot of fun with
COP,
the right group of people.
COP can be like the funnest thing ever, and it can also be like the one thing that'll make you like put a hand like through your TV or something.
Well, I'm confident that we'll do okay because like a lot of, I mean, my friend that invited me, I party with her on several occasions and she knows her stuff.
That's good.
And I mean, her friends, they've done COP countless times, but they haven't gotten that far in, but they've done like promies like in their sleep.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with some people because, you know, one bad person in some of those fights and you're down.
I love COP storyline. I love it. It's so good.
Oh yeah, well when I did me, well we finished them just like that with a couple of friends of mine, but when we did me it was horrible. I mean like a ranger kept us going in circles, so I wasn't liking the wanderers too much. And then our thief,
not
like,
that hard to navigate.
Yeah, and our thief ditched us. She
that's a no
DC,
good, man. That's a
that's
no
the
good.
Worst.
Yeah, so we pretty much had to like.
Did you finish all the promies?
Did them. We were going to finish me, but that went through the tubes. But we're going to do me and them on the 16th of December.
Very okay. Cool.
So
yeah, it all starts with the promies, man. Then it all goes downhill.
So
it really
and then
does.
Later on, it's like
it's
hey,
more and more annoying.
Then
as
you
it
got like another promie. Goes on, like, oh, come on.
And you're like, you gotta do the river and fight
oh,
the. And you gotta
stupid
mess. It was like what Sammy and Chinchilla were saying. It can be fun with the right people too. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
And then,
true.
You gotta climb the mountain, and you're just like, what does this game want from me?
I'm getting to be an expert on climbing that mountain, though. Get a lot better at it the more you do it.
If you can do it blindfolded, let me know.
Yeah.
But once I get ninja up to 40 per se or whatever, because they're going to want my ninja for certain missions too, and then at least I'll be able to stop ninja at that point, and I can go back to my basic job, which is war, and I'll be a happy camper.
There you go. Yeah.
So, you know how I beat those mammoths? We went in there and we fought them. And we all died, but we didn't zone. We all just like raised and just like waited to like for weakness to wear off.
Just went back at him,
and then just went back at him and beat him. Yeah, it was kind of lame, but we beat him, dude.
Mammoths are 2.5, right?
Something like that. I think so. Maybe I don't know. Something like that.
That sounds right, though. Something around 2.5.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Very so good. Yeah, good luck with that, man. If you need any assistance or moral support,
yeah, I would be worried about moral support, not losing your sanity.
You're like, go, absolutely. Rusty, go.
Moral support.
Okay, you guys want to go do snow for the seventh spirit. Time?
Yeah, if there are any problems, I got my Great Axe right next to me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, good. All right, anything else?
Other than farming, that's about it. And I have been leveling mage job with my Galko and Lakshmi like twice a week, just to try it out. And usually chat with my coworker because she plays also.
Let me guess, Galko black mage?
No, white mage actually.
Okay. Oh, cool. Galko white mage.
Cool.
Galko white mage.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Galko anything mage? You're just kind of like ooh.
It works. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of MP and everything else and everything. So, but I've had help. I got help in that department, so I'm okay.
Yeah,
good
for the most part.
Awesome, awesome.
It is awesome.
All right, who wants to go next?
You.
Me.
You.
Ooh. You.
All right.
The meat.
I worked on my warrior a little bit because at this point I need to just champion through to 37. In order to take my paladin to level 75.
Yep.
And I figure that while I'm down in the 30s, what I'm going to do is I'm also going to level my ninja.
What I'm going to...
Lag?
Yeah.
Lag sucks.
Yep.
I'm also going to level my ninja.
Ninja.
To level 37.
Ninja.
Believe it.
Believe it. Yeah.
Ninja. That's terrible.
Ninja.
Sounds like some kind of NM.
My name is Naruto Uzumaki. All right. So I am going to level my ninja up to 37 while I'm down in the 30s.
What was Ninja? That sounds really familiar. Was that like Ninjar. Power Rangers or something?
Ninja.
I'm going to have to look into this. There's a giant robot ninja.
Oh, God, no, named, no.
Like, okay.
No.
One at a time, at least.
I'll have to look into this. I'll have to look into this. This could be very interesting.
Oh, I have tears here.
Ninja.
That was perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm also waiting to see how, based on the... Oh, God.
Oh, hey, I found it.
You know,
yeah,
we just, wait, is, we just want you to go because we like to laugh.
I have a ninja up on eBay.
You know, I know you do.
Did you just say ninjor?
Yeah, it's a ninjor. It's on eBay. It's like $20.
Believe it! $20! Alright.
It's ninjar.
$20, ninja, thank you long time.
Oh, God.
Dual wield warp cudgel for the win. OMG.
Oh, wow.
Har.
I have to add into that with ninja. I have to say that.
Hey, RMTs
tanking.
Are people too.
Who cares?
Oh, damn.
I didn't say that. The opinions expressed by Chintella are hers and nobody else's. We do not.
Okay, go ahead, Steak.
BeTheGamer.com.
Sorry,
yeah, Steak, what were you going to say?
Steak
just like melts into a puddle.
Yes, I remember now. Okay. Deep breath, everybody. All right. I was also going to see, based on the number of accounts and how much money they removed from the system, if gold prices will go down, because I'd really like to work on my goldsmithing a little bit more. But recently, as of within the last year, actually, almost exactly, leveling goldsmithing has just been impossible. It's just an impossibility.
Well,
but now
it's a little
bit
on the price side.
Yeah, and now that we're moving down a little bit in price on some stuff, maybe I can pick up some stuff and start leveling a little bit more. So,
well, yeah, you want to be careful with that also, because I mean, there's like materials there you got to submit at a little level that's costly, even if it's cheap. I mean, I tried to start it and
I'm level 50.
Level like 5.
Oh, never mind then.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm level 50. You're in the clear.
I wanted to make a ring or something.
It'll hurt me if I start now. Yeah.
Yeah, so
because I noticed some ingredients comparatively speaking.
Like right now, I'm at the point where like I have to like move from gold to platinum. I'm like right on that edge where I have to move to platinum, and platinum is really expensive.
Yeah,
and but if the prices start going down a little bit, maybe I can invest in my goldsmithing skill.
Very good.
Which is always worth it, because once you get to a certain level in goldsmithing, you can really start making some good money.
Yeah, definitely. And totally. Especially now that Puppet Master's out, and a lot of that stuff is goldsmithing.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
A lot of the attachments are goldsmithing, I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You need, like, goldsmithing and other stuff, though, too. Though.
That's true, yeah.
Because goldsmithing and alchemy or something like that, or smithing or something like that.
Smithing or something.
Yeah, so.
You don't want, like, goldsmithing and cooking, no.
That doesn't make sense.
I made you a gold myth kebab.
I made you a golden
myth kebab. But you can't eat it because it's made of gold.
Oh, my tooth.
Nice.
So, that's the world of steak in Final Fantasy XI. I'm going to, hopefully I can get my, I'd really like to play with some of these new abilities changes that they're implementing, so
they sound
I'm kind of excited. I'm excited to get back out in the field.
Yeah.
True.
So,
very cool.
Alright, who's next?
Very cool.
I guess I'll go, since no one seems to be like jumping at the... Who wants to go?
Ruffle
It's a hard knock life. Go ahead.
Walder.
Why did I go with it? Okay.
I don't know.
That's because you liked it. I finally beat Snow.
Oh, nice.
For three passes.
Very
three
nice.
It only took
Snow,
like
what,
eight or
who,
nine.
When, where, why is that?
The snow, the snow is like a bomb, but
it's like a
white.
Bomb, only it's like ice.
It's snow instead of fire.
Yeah, and if he blows up, you lose. So
you have
to kill him.
Okay, you have 45 seconds to defeat this snow. And if you don't, everybody dies.
And he's got like 9,000 HP. So you gotta
You know what? I read up on that recently.
Okay,
yeah.
So I think we did it about 7 or 8 times before we finally got
You can't
got
like run away far enough?
No, if he blows up, it blows everybody out of the BC.
Yeah, it's the ends of the BC. If he blows up, it kicks you out. It's over.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can do.
You know what that reminds me of?
It's over.
You know that particular NM reminds me of, actually, there was a boss on like one of the old Final Fantasies way back when that was like that. You have to defeat within a certain time or it blows up in your face. Yeah, it was like Final Fantasy 5 or 6. Yeah, it was 6.
That's cool. Now take that and turn it into like 8-bit music.
I'll cut it in.
All right.
And it'll play in the background. It'll be like nice. Yeah. Okay.
So I got that. Did all my my cutscenes. I didn't do airship yet, but I went into the fight just to see the opening cutscene, and wow.
Yeah.
I have to say it's interesting. So yeah, that was pretty cool. What else have I been doing?
I gotta say again, I love the COP storyline. I really am really enjoying it.
It
really
picks
good.
Up a little bit around, you know, when you get to around airship or whatever, but so far, I don't know, I'm taking a liking to Atargon a little more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe
Xylart's cool too to
me.
I think it's
the pirates and like the undead mermaids that are...
That's
why I like Atargon right there, just because yarr.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to Atargon. I'm actually going back there tonight, actually.
Nice.
I'm going back
to Lag.
To White Gate.
Yeah, because I've been there in a while.
Ugh. Why do I gotta be the laggy one?
Going lag.
It's okay, I'm making good fillers for you, man.
Thanks.
I do what I can.
Booyah!
So yeah, that's just been pushing COP, so hopefully maybe by next week I'll get C. But
good man.
Cool.
Let's see what I can do, yeah.
Good.
So who wants to go next?
Chinch, you go next.
Oh.
What have I been doing? I did the
thing,
the Pirami, where you go and someone runs to the mob and you all get sucked to it.
Aqueducts.
Drawn in.
Aqueducts.
That was pretty weird because we ended up in like the wrong library and they were like, whoa.
Yeah, that sucks. And there's formers everywhere, so you're like,
shoot, we were supposed to find the nonfiction section.
Yeah.
What the heck?
That's where I got former hate, and I learned later when I was when I actually was getting footage for the name of the game. I wanted to get some shots of some foamers, so I just walked up to them like, they're not gonna aggro me, and all of a sudden they all turned around and they're like, whack, and I'm dead, like in one shot.
It's like, Steak, we're your biggest fans, man.
Yeah, I know.
We love you.
I was like, whoa, wait a minute, how do I have foamer hate?
We didn't sign any release contracts, kill him.
Yeah, exactly, kill him. Kill him! But yeah, I had to kill like 100 giants in Luffy's medals to get rid of all my hate.
Wowie.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
Anything else?
I got my Red Mage to 74.
Ooh. Very cool.
That's very exciting.
You're the weirdest person I know with two jobs at almost level 75.
Man, I'm falling behind. I gotta pick up the pace on my samurai or my puppet.
Actually,
master.
Sammy, do you have two at 75?
I have warrior and paladin.
Where you been, Steak?
Yeah.
Duh.
Hello, my name is Steak. Who am I?
Actually, I have friends. I have like sort of acquaintances. I guess you can't call them friends anymore, but like acquaintances that started playing this game when I did. That have like five jobs at level 75 or six jobs at level 75.
He's that guy in that WoW episode of South Park, like sitting there with like the thing over his wrist that for his hand on the mouse, and like he'll like drop a chip on him, and he'll just like brush it off.
Yeah.
He's like, hey.
Real.
No life.
Other than that, I've been just camping LOL. One morning,
which
I
is
woke up
Lord
at
3 of Anzozo for those of us that don't speak abbreviated
LOL. If you don't speak the FFX elite,
Lord of Anzozo who drops the Kraken Club.
Yes.
I've been at maybe the past 10 spawns.
Wow.
So that's been
nice.
Fun. And we just get botted. Totally, someone up.
Ouch.
RNT's bought it.
That's not fun.
Because if you're at the back, like with your back against the wall, it always pops to your right. So as you look, if you kind of face that way, you'll see it, you know how when any monster spawns, it's almost clear, and then it just comes into focus and starts moving around?
Yeah.
It's clear without the name on it, and then it's purple. And then magically the people cast on it.
Yeah.
So it's not too cool. So I ended up calling a GM, and I was down there tonight, and not one of those people that were botting it last night were there again.
Very
sweet.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Stay away from
shit. Yeah, I'd have to interject. Because it sounds like the GMs are starting to crack down more and stuff,
because when
I mentioned that those, like,
it's because the
RMTs
STFU is out there.
Yep. It's STFU.
STFU for the win.
Special Task Force unit.
Special Task Force unit.
Special Task Force unit.
Well, no, because I called the GM, and like 2 minutes later, she showed up, and she was just like, what's the problem? I'm like, well, there's like 12 like RMTs in Palbert Mines here and stuff, just like leveling stuff, but they have like really odd names. So she's like, yeah, I'll look into it, and I
like
went back earlier, and they're gone.
Hey.
You know what I've
Fusion X doesn't count. He's...
I'm a Dragoon. RMTs don't level Dragoon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's there's your proof true. Right
Ergo,
there.
Ergo, you're not an RMT. I mean, these had names had like Earth, Eve, Moth, something or other. I'm serious.
Bam, Biff.
Erg.
Zap, yeah. All those little Batman things.
A B A B A B A B 1.
Two.
A B A B A B A B 2. You can't put numbers in names in Final Fantasy 11. So I don't know why we're tripping on that. Yeah, T W O, A B A B A B T W O.
I should make a mule named that and just like walk around and like try and get invites from people.
AB, just you create a character named
RM,
AB.
The RMT social experiment. There we go.
I saw somebody named Quirky. Let's do it. Quirky. On my server once, like a while back.
Q-R-T-Y? Q-W-E-R-T-Y?
Yes.
Quirky.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's a popular password.
Really?
For anybody out there. Who
well, now that we know what Steak's password is.
No, I'm not sorry. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, never.
He's like, I'll be right back. I gotta go change.
It's YHH987654321.
It's 8675309. Okay.
8675309.
Anyway.
So cool.
Okay, now that brings up another subject though, because what if? Well, not what if, because I know this is happening. There are link shells that are getting bots just to have a chance at claiming these HNNs. Mm. Like on Carbuncle, if you get a Fafnir, there's about 4 or 5 link shells down there, none of which are RMT, but they're being botted.
That's not good.
By say there were 10 link
so
shells.
So regular player characters can bot, they just have to what, sit at their PC and
no, they just I don't know what it is, but that's I know that there are sites that you can go and you can pay money for it.
Please don't cheat, people. Oh, my God.
What's the point of playing a game if you're going to cheat like that?
What's the point of playing the game if you're going to bot
and
not play the game?
Like, well, I have to say that.
And the reasoning is, well, we're not going to get claim if there's RMT bots.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not true, because there are RMTs there tonight, and... Yeah, I got it.
So
really
what,
cool.
Sammy, what did you do in game this week? Or should I say in game tonight? You were like screaming into our headsets earlier.
I know, sorry. My ears are still ringing.
Sorry,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, really. Freaking banshee over here.
We claimed Fafnir tonight.
Oh, nice.
Which is a giant dragon for those of you playing the home game.
He's in a Dragon's Eyrie. What are you laughing at?
I hate it when someone just laughs and you don't know why, but you just laugh too.
Like,
you just laugh.
Sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Excuse me, sorry.
Okay, sorry, Sammy, go ahead.
It's okay. I'm really excited about it. It was really awesome. There were 167 people there.
Oh, is that hot?
Huh?
Had your own mini besiege going over there.
Yeah,
all of them were our link shell. No,
like this link shell's in charge of bringing the monsters. You guys are in charge of bringing the leg.
The thing that's messed up about is I didn't even see him pop. Like, there's so many people in that area. I didn't even see him pop. All I saw is in my link shell somebody go woohoo, like we got it. And I was you're kidding me, right? And I had to like run to the other side and realize that we actually got it.
And then as the trumpets and bagpipes go off, you guys go after it.
And then they had I couldn't even see him to like engage him or anything. It was insane.
Oh, wow.
So finally, yeah. So I tanked him with War Dark, actually.
Really?
Ninja Dark. Yeah. The
Ninja
one that
Darks
I was talking about.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks. You're gonna
get a long night for you, dude.
He tanked and I tanked.
True.
And it was awesome. I think the coolest part about it was that there was like 5 alone link shells there that pretty much claim everything all the time.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the fact that like if we died that they were going to they were gonna random to see who got it. Mm. And obviously, we didn't die, so it was like, ha ha ha.
Should be like, okay,
because we're a fairly new link shell.
Alive,
this is
Sammy,
this is our second king that we claimed NQ Behemoth before, but we had claimed King Behemoth at one point, and we ended up losing. We didn't wipe to him, but we lost claim. Remember, I had talked about that before.
Yeah.
But this was like really the first huge thing that we've done as a link shell H&M wise, and Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was awesome. I got the helm that drops from him, which is apparently a very common drop. He drops it pretty much every time.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I was awesome. I was very, very excited.
You need
excited
a towel to like
to
clean it. The drool off of it.
Oh, my God. It's so cool. It's plus seven enmity.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which is really, really
hot. Because
you
didn't have enough enmity already. You needed more.
Oh, my God. Never can have too much.
I know.
And, well, also, in my opinion, like, that frees up space for, like, other gear, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, because I've been using a high breath mantle, which I think I can now stop using because I have enough enmity.
Yeah. If you get a little more enmity on this hand,
you know,
you can get some other
I could
stuff over
use
here.
The HP right. mantle instead. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Very
cool. Yeah, what else? Besides that, I don't know if anybody really cares, but I'm getting married in the game.
Sweet care.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So what's the big sweaty Galka's name?
Hey.
I'm assuming.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Me and Tamal are getting married.
Cool.
We've been trying to get a date for like 7 months now, so I was pretty excited. We've had one of our friends been putting in applications for us, and we finally got a date, and she just told me today. And the ironic part about it is the date of the wedding is this Thursday the 7th, and it is also his birthday.
Oh, wow.
Well, happy
yeah.
birthday, Dem.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Hey, Sammy, was it hard for you? Was it the application process hard? Because I have a friend of mine. She's been trying for months on end and no
Well, yeah,
so
I mean, we've been trying since April.
And even then,
so,
like, I remember I tried a couple months, too, for Sammy. And
yeah.
It's just, it's a pain.
I've had a few people put in applications for me, but Briggs has been putting applications in every month. And she had told me, I actually just asked her about it last night. I'm like, have you heard anything? Because I don't know if anybody's aware of it, but basically what happens is you have to have somebody else put the application in for you. You can't do it yourself.
Preferably the chaperone, yes.
Yeah, you have your chaperone do it, and they pick the place. Well, you know, obviously she asked me where I wanted it or whatever, but she, you know, basically got the information for me, what I wanted. And put in one application per month, and they get back to you. They send the person who put the application in a message telling them when, you know, whatever. There's only certain dates available. There's only certain times available. It's
really
just, it's kind of, yeah, they're very, like, strict on where you could have it, you know, certain areas, whatever the case may be. And then after you put, like, you could have multiple people put the applications in for you, but it's basically a lottery.
Yeah.
And chances are, even though you have, you know, other people, whatever, you don't get it. But what happened, I guess, was a date opened up. Somebody canceled one. So the lottery got drawn again, and we got picked.
Very cool.
Yeah, so, yeah,
I've
and
been,
it's for Thursday. Pretty
yeah,
because
I've been in two weddings so far. First one, he got his off the bat. The next day, and then like another person got theirs within like a month, and then my friend, she's been trying months on end.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I see what you mean it by being like lottery. Lotted, I mean.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It is. It's kind of hard. So
I'm gonna try to be there. Actually,
I want to give you guys world passes. It's in Windy. It's actually in like in actual Windy. I'm not exactly. I forgot where she said
it
was.
Should put
it
in like Ifrit's cauldron or something.
Oh God! I actually really where I really want it. See, the thing is, like, I really wanted to get married on Pergonorgo Isle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that beach is like so cool. I think it's really pretty, but they won't let you because there's mobs there. And
none
like the other place I was thinking about is in Lufay's Meadows. There's that
waterfall.
Yeah. I love that area too. I wanted that, but yeah, again, we couldn't do it.
Yep. Huh.
Interesting.
So yeah, so it's
Get married in the middle of the siege. It's always been my dream to get married with Medusa killing people in the background.
I have one thing to say though. I meant to add when you guys were asking what I've been doing, but I'm also going to get ready. I do this every year now. Is I dress up as Santa Galka because I got the Santa outfit, the full outfit, and everything. And I actually run around towns and places or whatever places that are safe for me anyway at my level. And it's like I usually do it like a few days before Christmas to just like fireworks, wish everyone a happy holiday and everything. Very so, because cool. It was my Link Shield's idea, because I was the only Gulk on.
Leg.
We were like, well, we have a Santa Gulk, and they all pointed at me. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Fine, I'll do
spreading
it.
Holiday cheery weary.
He is
the Santa Gulk.
Okay. So, Santa Gulk. Excellent.
Pretty cool. I know I got my hat out this week.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm pimping the Santa hat. Yeah. I don't want to wear the body because I don't like the body.
It looks this will be weird. My first Christmas event if there is one this year.
Oh, there will be one. I'm kind of curious to see because they've been adding new pieces
it'll be
to the
soon.
Events this year.
So it'll be soon.
Pants, I think.
Maybe pants or maybe...
They're going to have like a lame
like
storyline.
An elf set or something. I don't want to be
Santa,
I want to be an elf.
The MHMU has been planning something really gnarly for Christmas, dude.
You get like surfboards, shorts or something. And...
Well, last year's quest was a pain in the neck because what you had to do to get the outfit.
Okay.
What'd you have to do?
You had to do like... Didn't you have to go around and give, like...
You had to give presents to people in the
Yeah.
But you also have to make sure that they're... It's like a puzzle. You have to figure out... You have to find a person that starts with a certain letter and fits a certain job.
And you have
to
give
find
them
that person.
Oh, yeah.
And trade something
that's
with them,
what it
a present.
Was.
And then you go back and give it to the Moogle.
Indeed.
Headache.
That's nuts.
You can have this.
It was a nightmare.
You can
it's
have
like,
this.
A package. I hope there's some aspirin in that.
Ibuprofen. Can I have it?
Ibuprofen. Yeah, because if you mess up, they get the suit instead of you.
Yeah.
If you trade it incorrectly, that's what made it so bad.
Yeah.
Let alone if they help you.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I bet they'll say something about that very
sure
soon. Probably within the next week.
You know,
something.
It'll be with the update. I'm sure. This
week
maybe. Will probably be something about the event, and then probably a week after that will be the update.
Do you know what I like best about the Christmas event?
The music.
What? The Juno music, yeah.
Oh,
you know, you can download that from iTunes.
Yeah, I know. Yep. I have it on
and
my
there's
iPod.
Also, they have a Chocobo's Happy Christmas on iTunes as well.
Wait, there's
really?
Music in Juno, too?
During the Christmas event.
During
the
Christmas event.
I never have my music on, so I don't even know. Like, I never have it. It's always turned off.
Yeah.
It's like the Juno theme song, sort
only
of.
It's like a Christmassy.
Only
kind of.
It's
like
Christmassy.
Bells.
It's jazzed up,
yeah.
A little bit more upbeat.
And it's in Juno? That's awesome.
Maybe I'll look into playing a tiny clip of that once we get to that time. It's pretty cool.
It's very nice.
It's very nice. All right. So, sweet. Do we have any emails this week?
We got a world pass request.
Okay.
Kujata, so that's your territory.
Right. I'll take a look at that.
A couple comments.
And I will hook you up ASAP.
We had a couple comments about stuff I forgot to Ulya. So, my bad.
Stuff you forgot to Ulya. Yeah, so.
I was
sorry.
Do it again.
Ulya.
Again.
No. You're going to have to pay me for any
I'll
further.
I'll just start.
Any further Ulya.
And the whole end of the episode will be.
We'll make it all.
Cut
like
in.
We'll make one episode.
Uria, 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 Uria. Okay. Where
did that come from anyway?
Nice.
All
right, I have a little bit of a rant.
Ooh.
Now that I think about it, it's not like a serious rant.
Doesn't matter.
All right, but it's something I wanted to bring up.
I'm
okay, this is the deal. All right, on our forums, I was going through our forums last week, and I saw a forum that was started. That was just this whole big fight between FFXI people and WoW people. And I think I think that if we focus on kind of coming together and finding some common ground, I think that we BeTheGamer.com would be a lot more diverse, and I think we could make some good friends. So... I mean, I'm not saying everybody you have to go out and play WoW or anything like that. I'm just saying don't like fight with people, you know, that come and say, "Hey guys, I want to join your community, but I play WoW, is that okay?" You know? I think that's just kind of messed up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if we kind of come together and just like respect each other and Oh, and another thing is, we don't have an area right now for WoW players to post, like forums and stuff.
Yeah.
And I know that that's kind of been brought up. So I'm gonna talk to some people, see if I can pull some strings, and maybe bring us together. Let's find some common ground and make some friends. That's what I say.
And another thing too, I mean, part of the reason why this happened, this topic was why Final Fantasy players hate WoW. It was posted in the thread for this podcast. You know, if anything, it should have been posted, you know, under either, you know, Final Fantasy or gaming discussion. And even then, you know, just starting something like that was kind of asking for trouble right off the bat, I think. So I went ahead and closed it. I mean, you know, there's just a certain point where it just needs to stop.
I think it's cool to joke around about it. But like the way I saw it was like it was like, you know, someone came in and was like, I play WoW, and then like everybody, all the Final Fantasy players just like threw an outrage and started like cracking on her and stuff like that. And so I was like, hey, that ain't cool, man. Because like now she'll never come back to be thegamer.com again. So, but I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be cool if we can just like respect each other as gamers. You know, we all play MMOs. They're all different or whatever. But I think we can find common ground. And
me and Stick will try and hook you guys up.
Good time. Yeah, I'm going to hook up all the WoW players. I'm going to hook you guys up. So that's that.
Very cool.
Thank you for listening. That is all. All right.
Very nice. For those, no McNoob? I was going right into that. So
oh, okay, cool.
You read my mind, you freaking psychic. there is no McNoob this week. However, as most of you guys know, Sergeant Squiggy was stationed overseas for a little bit. She is now back in the U.S.
Hey!
She's busy sitting on planes for God knows how long and everything. So,
welcome back, Squiggy.
Hopefully we'll see you
welcome
next week.
Welcome back to N.A.
Welcome back.
N.A. only.
I am laughing with a French accent.
It is very good. Okay. So, no McNoob, no emails.
I think that's it.
That's all we got. That was a pretty long episode.
That
was pretty long. That was pretty good.
Probably about an hour 10-ish.
Yeah. I mean, minus all the, you know, plus all that stuff, so.
And the lag.
All
right.
And all the lag. And all the editing.
Yeah. Laggy McGee.
A lot of lag.
So.
Sticks me nicknames like Laggy McGee or something. Laggy McLagLag.
No, don't ever
call Laggy McLag.
Laggy McLag Lagerson.
Yep. Sweet. All right, well, with that, thank you very much for joining us. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Hook up our forums on bethegamer.com.
Stuff in the forums.
Yep. And thank you very much for listening, and we will see you next week. Everybody say goodbye.
Take care.
Peace.
Peace.
Laters.
Ace.
Stop. Okay, stop.